A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint, dill, and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice, and mercy, and faith. It is these you ought to have practiced without neglecting the others. You blind guides, you strain out a gnat, but swallow a camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you clean the outside of the cup and the plate, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. You blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup so that the outside also may become clean. Last weekend, we had to drive through a snow-covered part of my country. The road was icy, and everyone I saw was driving with great care and concentration. Even so, we saw one car in a ditch and another upside down. Even a tiny slip in those conditions can lead to disaster. I'm reminded of a preacher I heard once saying that sin doesn't have to be a 180-degree turn from God. Just a 1-degree veer will do serious damage. A bit like driving on an icy road. I mention all this because the New Testament is not always hostile to the Pharisees as in today's reading. Paul was a Pharisee, and earlier in chapter 23 of Matthew, Jesus himself talked of Pharisees as having Mosaic authority, and he advised his followers to listen to what they said. But clearly in Jesus' view, the Pharisees have gone off the track pretty seriously, as we read today. Jesus condemns their hypocrisy, the suggestion that the tithing of produce to support the Jewish leaders was somehow more important than the basic principles of human life. In other words, they were looking after themselves instead of defending the life of the community they belonged to. Not long ago, Pope Francis gave this a 21st century twist when he condemned those involved in weapons manufacturing. The people who talk about peace, but invest in and make money from the instruments of death. He asks how such people can call themselves Christian. How interesting that his words caused so much debate in countries where arms supply is an important industry. Is this part of the reason for the drop in support for the Pope in the United States from 76% to 59%. I don't know why people are so surprised at what Pope Francis has to say. It's totally in keeping with his teaching in the encyclical Laudato Si. That's really a pro-life document, because the Pope himself equates lack of concern for the future of the earth with a disregard for the unborn. If you say you care about life, he's saying, you have to care about all life, including the most microscopic of fetuses and the world in which they may one day live. And he writes in that document, since everything is interrelated, concern for the protection of nature is also incompatible with the justification of abortion. And having made pro-life a fundamental principle of human behavior, it matches very well with his condemnation of those who would call themselves Christian and yet who choose to be what he calls merchants of death. War is waged, the Pope went on, in order to defend money. This is why some people don't want peace. They make more money from war. But although wars make money, but lose lives, health, education. The devil, he added, enters through our wallets. Well, is this any different from what Jesus is saying to the Pharisees? The Pharisees were not in essence evil people. Indeed, after the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD, they became the foundation of the Jewish faith as it is today. But they had gone off track by attending to their own profit rather than the life of the people. Maybe we need to examine our own conscience. Lots of good Christian people have found ways to justify, for example, our disagreements about the encyclical Laudato Si. Well, the Pope's not an economist after all. Soon we'll have the Synod on the Family. What will come out of that? And are we ready to face up to our discomfort if the Synod were to propose changes and doctrines that some might have thought unchangeable? Teachings that, in the case of the Pharisees, Jesus might have called your own traditions. Can we be sure that as we face the world we live in, the main principles that guide us are the weighty ones, like mercy and justice and faith? Let's drive carefully on these icy roads.